Oh yes, long-time listeners to the program remember that sound. That is one of the most incredible projects in the history of early music and one of the two or three most popular programs we've ever had on our 33-year history of Millennium of Music. Happily, it has been reissued. And this week, we turn to the beautifully remastered and reissued version of the Song of the Sibyls with Jordi Savall and the Capella Real of Catalunya, his wife Montserrat Figueres, this week on Millennium of Music. You remember the story. I think I'm just going to do it very quickly, but there's extensive liner notes. The ancient women who prophesied in various centers throughout ancient Greece and the ancient Near East, they're referred to all through Greek and Roman literature. At the time, Constantine the Great established Christianity as the religion of state for the Roman Empire. St. Augustine made the decision to go through everything, got rid of a lot of the pagan practices, including astrology, but the songs of the Sibyls seemed too appropriate in as much as so many of them predict not just the coming of Christ and the virgin birth, but they also predict the end of the world. By the time you come to the year 1000, you actually have priests dressing up as women to recreate these incredible songs of the Sibyls. Let's go to the 10th century version of the Latin Sibyl. When you actually wrote out the acrostic, it spelled Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, both in ancient Greek and then as translated by St. Augustine in Roman. This is the Latin Sibyl, the incomparable work of Montserrat Figueres and La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a chilling, magnificent project this was. This is the original version. He made a number of recordings thereafter, but this is now re-released on his Alia Vox label, beautifully remastered. That is the ancient Latin version of the Song of the Sibyl from the 10th century. And again, Montserrat Figueras, La Capella Real de Catalunya, all conducted by Jordi Savall, this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. When he goes on and looks at what happens to the Song of the Sibyl in the southern regions of France and Provence, noting that by this time you have the troubadour culture in full flower, and you would actually have some of the instruments that were part of the trade from Arabic lands there. So he actually uses the oud as part of the accompaniment and goes to the troubadour language for this presentation. Again, we're listening to the extraordinary work of Montserrat Figueras, La Capella Real de Catalunya, in this case, the brilliant medieval lute work of Crawford Young, all conducted by Jordi Savall, the Song of the Sibyl from Provence. That is the Song of the Sibyl from this incredible recording. That's the Provençal version, again, Montserrat Figueras, the Capella Real of Catalunya, Jordi Savall, and a little bit, as much as we possibly can hear, of the version as it winds up in Catalunya, the Song of the Sibyl this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis, and as I say, this is among the two or three most popular programs we have ever presented in history. By the time you get to Catalunya, what you have is a huge mystery play established around the Song of the Sibyl. You hear the increasing use of polyphony, and it is just such a powerful and extraordinary experience. Again, this is the remastered version, new on Alia Vox, and thank heavens it's with us. Those of you who missed this recording or never got it originally, this is really one of the greatest projects in the history of early music. Montserrat Figueras, the Capella Real of Catalunya, all directed by Jordi Savall. Well, we premiered this work in the United States when it first came out in 1988, and it is incredible to come back to it these years later. This is the Song of the Sibyls. This is the incomparable work of Jordi Savall with his Capella Real of Catalunya, Montserrat Figueres, his wife, the vocalist. And again, this is now re-released on the Alia Vox label. For information, you can always check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. Remember to spell that with two N's in millennium. We've had some confusion on that. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.